Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
One more voice now on the Africa Summit. Tutu Elekhante is a critic of his government in Equatorial Guinea, where he says Africa's longest-serving dictator with one of the worst human rights record was still invited to the White House. Elekhante is executive director of the activist group EG Justice. And the Obama administration, he says, missed an opportunity here. Pledges of money from American businesses do not come close to the high expectations he believes were set when President Obama took office.
I have to say, when Obama was in Africa for the first time in 2009, the takeaway from that first visit, two things that he said, right? The future of Africa depends on Africans. The other thing that he said was, Africa does not need strong men, it needs strong institutions. What we took away at that point was that Obama understood what most Africans wanted, an Africa in which Africans had freedom and could thrive, had opportunities to move upward and not be impeded by dictatorial governments that had been in place for too long. That is what we took away at that point. So it surprised many of us, folks working on human rights, folks working on democracy, people working to eradicate corruption in Africa, that now, in 2014, Obama administration is meeting with business and political leaders from Africa without the people, without civil society who tends to represent the interests of the people in Africa best than governments do.
Do you see the Obama administration forgiving or overlooking the abuses of the leader of your country, Nguema?
Equatorial Guinea has one of the worst records in terms of human rights. Equatorial Guinea is ranked among the worst of the worst in terms of corruption, among the worst of the worst in terms of access to media, basic freedoms. So, yes, it is outrageous that Obama would, or the Obama administration would invite President Obiang Nguema of Equatorial Guinea. And don't get me wrong, I don't know a single African, a single Equatoguinean that does not want business or investment in Africa. However, sustainable development in Africa, in Equatorial Guinea, depends on having responsible business, right? Business that is rights protected or investment that is rights protected. And during this summit, this is not what I see the Obama administration pushing for.
But doesn't the U.S. have to compete with China that's making huge investments in Africa with no concern for human rights at all?
Well, we have to drive, we have to aspire. I mean, here in the U.S., when you're a business and you're investing in a community, sure, there are unscrupulous business people. Where if you're going to open a business in the middle of Brooklyn, there are certain things, if you are a good, responsible business, there are certain things that you do, right? You ensure the people in that local community are employed. You ensure that you comply with local regulations. There are certain things that you do, regardless of what an unscrupulous business might do in that same context. That is if you're responsible. And that is not what's happening. We cannot continue to use China as an excuse to undermine or not respect human rights.
What would you tell President Obama if you were sitting across the table from him at this summit?
Well, I think I would ask him to look at the things that he said in 2009. We want the same things. We Africans want the same things that Americans and everybody else want. We want freedom. We want opportunities to move upward. We want American investments inside the country to respect their duty to protect basic human rights, do due diligence work, mitigate the adverse impact of their investment in our countries. And we want the Obama administration to help ensure that in Africa, victims have access to real remedies when their rights are violated. These are messages that we want the Obama administration to send loud and clear to our governments.
Tutu Elekhante is executive director for EG Justice and an Equatorial Guinean in exile. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, John.